Maybe you can clarify some of the issues. Can you tell us what we don't know? Can you kind of take us through what happened that your client has told you about what happened that night?
No, I can't go into that sort of details or anything towards that. The case is ongoing, so I can't comment on that. I'm sure everyone is keen to know and curious, but we have to respect the process of justice.
Okay. But his home, he was sleeping. Can you give us any kind of context as to what was going on or up against?
No, I can't. But you did bring something up that I can comment on, that the public is concerned about this, and the public would have a right to be concerned about this. Everyone wants to feel safe in their home. And the question you brought up also is, like, can you defend yourself? Can you defend your property? And that, yes, that is allowed and is permissible. It's enshrined in the criminal code in sections 34 and 35. But it's very contextual.
Right. And that's the problem. No one knows the context. My measurement of what a threat is probably different than what your measurement, right? Because you're a man, I'm a woman, I'm probably smaller than you. So there's no real way to measure what am I allowed to do and what's going to get me arrested. And frankly, if I'm dead, who cares if I'm arrested? Because I'm dead. I didn't defend myself.
Well, yes.
I mean, it sounds stupid, but that's what we're talking about.
Correct. And in any situation of self-defense, there's the test for that is there a catalyst, which is the action of an attack or a threat? And then the motive next being, is it a defense of a person or a property? And then the response. Then the question it comes to, is that response reasonable? It's a very contextual sort of thing. Is it proportionate in the circumstances? But factors to consider, such as, is this confrontation in an open field or in a narrow alley? And obviously in an open field, there's more of a chance for a retreat or escape, such opposed to a narrow alley. But in this sort of situation, it's in your home, which frames the scene, as everyone can relate to a situation like that, it heightens the situation and the stakes.
Right. And so I guess as a defense lawyer, you know, you're going to have to defend your client. And I think what most of us would be trying to then prove is, like, what was that line? At what point when you're awakened and then your adrenaline kicks in and you're trying to sort out what the hell's going on? Like, what is that line? So I do think we're heading into a territory. And I think you heard the comments of the premier where we've now had a number of these cases where people are getting charged because they're defending themselves because, well, they can't guarantee the cops are going to get there in time. But they're crossing a line that they don't really understand exists. And so at what point does it become then a very confusing, misleading message? I mean, are we not supposed to fight back? Can we fight back? And then how's that fought out in a courtroom? So we're going into this interesting area in this country where we've never had, you know, these property right laws like they do in the United States. But we don't have, you know, castle doctrine laws in this country. So, you know, we can defend ourselves, but there's a whole bunch of buts to it.
Yeah, well, you've kind of hit the nail on the head there. And I was at a barbecue recently and a friend was asking me about this as well. And the public is sometimes confused on that. Like, where is the line? And as lawyers are famous for saying, it depends, it depends, it depends. And there is a number of factors to consider in any situation. What's the scene around there? What's the time? And as you mentioned also, what's the size differences? All these things come into play, and it's something that everyone has to kind of just read and evaluate for themselves in any situation. There's not a black or white sort of explanation or description one side or the other. It is very contextual.
Okay, then is it safe to assume that your client felt their life was in danger?
I can make no comment on that to what my client was feeling or the case.
Okay. Bottom line is then, you know, next steps, because the reality is, I think a lot of people say, well, I will die on that hill and I'll fight that charge. In that moment, I'm going to save my life. But the reality is, and you well know this, is once someone's charged with this, it does have to go through the courts. And so it can get very, very expensive. And there's no guarantee you're not going to go to jail.
Yeah, there is no guarantee. And again, it's very contextual, but I think we have to have a faith in our police and in our Crown prosecution, the courts and the justice system, and that there are still people that are in these roles and they still have that human experience as well. They have to abide by the law and follow the law and enforce the law. But that being said, there's still the human aspect where there are fair people in these positions that are still using their sense of what's proper and moral and right and lawful through there.
And was this a situation, does he live on his own? Is there a family, children? I mean, not that it should make a difference, but certainly these cases, I think, are all seen through a different lens. And ultimately, that I think that would be weighed in a courtroom, right, where people will say, well, what was that person defending?
Certainly. You kind of hit the nail on the head again. I can't comment on my client's situation, but in any situation, it is contextual. And the proportionate of any sort of reasonable response, again, comes into what's in your mind at that time. If you've got a young one at home, let's say you have a newborn, and they're right beside you in some sort of a home invasion context, that certainly would heighten the stakes as well in that sort of situation. Is there multiple people that you're facing a home invasion of? Is it a young family towards that? All of this kind of comes into that context where, again, is that person acting reasonably in light of the context or circumstances of the situation?
What would then, I guess, be your advice given, you know, and you're on this case, it's a very high profile case, and certainly when the premier's commenting on it, but, you know, a case like this can become a catalyst, let's say, for change, where people are starting to push back and say, no, I'm going to back this fight because there's a bigger fight to play here, right? And so what would your advice, let's say, putting your client aside, be to someone caught in this situation? Because clearly there's a whole conversation happening about, like, when am I allowed to actually fight back? As a woman, I would say, well, when am I allowed to fight back against an attacker in my home? I think a lot of women would ask that. What's that line? Or don't you? Because it is very, I think, a very confusing message, almost to the point of dangerous message, when we don't get clarity on what we can and can't do other than just don't throw one too many punches.
Yeah, I can't really give advice at large for anyone because, again, it's so contextual. How does anyone feel in their immediate moment there? And it's, you got to read the room, so to speak. And in that sort of thing, you have to evaluate the situation. Are there other options? Can you retreat? Can you get yourself out of it? Are you totally forced in this confrontation where you don't have other options? You don't want to go over the top in some sort of response in a situation, but it's got to be reasonable, proportionate. But obviously, you're allowed to do a sufficient amount of force to neutralize whatever threat might be there.
All right. Is there anything that you can say that your client or on behalf of your client?
At this time, I would prefer not to go into that, and I won't go into those sort of details. It has to play it through the courts, and I'll respect the process.
All right. We will ask. I very much appreciate your time because I know you're being demanded of a lot of it. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate you having me on. Take care.
All right. Steve Norton is the lawyer on this case with Norton Law.